Well bowled today, Heather. Talk us through how you were out there.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it? I think we got off to a really good start in the power play. The girls really set the tone for us, so sort of just came in and did our thing. But I think everyone bowled really well today, and it was all backed up in the field as well.
Your own performance, you obviously kept it really tight with the bowl with 3 wickets, was it?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've spoken about bowling stump line so often, and it's one of our main plans. So I think that wicket was pretty conducive to that, especially early on. So I think we probably got the best of the conditions with the ball. So, yeah, it was really good from the girls at the top, and then we just carried on that momentum from the power play.
Those little targets can sometimes be quite difficult to chase. We did it pretty easily in the end, but there's still a little bit of worry with those sort of targets.
Yeah, there always is. I think they're almost sort of the hardest targets to sort of chase because you obviously sometimes don't quite know how to go about it because you obviously expect to be chasing a fair amount of runs in T20 games. So I think the way that Elise Villani was able to bat through the innings and guide us through that was really good, and the way Nick was able to come in as well and finish it off there with her was it was a good little partnership at the end.
So 2 days to go. 2 wins, pretty simple equation for us. We just want to keep winning.
Yeah, pretty much. I think 2 from 2 over the last couple of games now, and 2 more to go. So hopefully we can get a bit of a roll on and take some momentum back home to Blunston.
What are some of the positives that you could sort of take out of today as a team?
Oh, I think the wickets that we were able to take, especially on in the power play. I think we've struggled with that early on. So I think that's probably going to be a main thing. And then just being able to build bowling partnerships, but then also batting partnerships as well. I think the way Junior and Nick were able to guide us through that win there was really good, and we kind of haven't had a big partnership like that for a while, or someone to be able to guide us through anything. So yeah, I think that was perfect and what we need to go into those last couple of games.
So 4 days off for the girls now. Do you reckon Jude will give you a couple of days off? Or?
Oh, I hope so. Hopefully we can put the feet up. We've had a pretty obviously busy week, been playing 4 games in about 7 days in 3 different states. So looking forward to a couple of days off.
Thanks, Ella.